Welcome, beautiful soul. So here's a little summary about me, so you get to learn a little bit more about Eddie. Born and lived in a small town near the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. Lived a rewarding childhood, and I learned that very early on, that knowing things that are not aligned with the adult's point of view could get me in trouble. So over the years, I gradually kept things to myself. I wasn't always successful doing so, especially after the age of 9, when I went through this traumatic energy shift. I was in bed for a few days with high fever and nightmares. And when this happened, I became aware of intense voices and visuals in my mind. I was able to hear people's thoughts as if I was stuck in between two worlds. So with the help of my own internal guidance, my entourage, I was able to recover after a few months. Teenage years came with the so-called usual challenges, but with the added stress of facing energies that pushed me to some dark places. And a few times I felt I should exit the game of life, that is. I look back at that period from the present perspective, and I understand fully that it was necessary for me to learn how to identify, work, and transmute energy. The immense and powerful love of my parents, siblings, and the rest of my family was a pillar which gave me unconditional support in my journey. In the early 90s, I arrived at the shores of the beautiful land of the free, the United States of America. I always knew I was not going to remain in Israel. Work, work, and more work. It was all about work during the first few years. Being away from my childhood nest was very challenging, but helped shape another part of who I am today. My spiritual journey, which was always present, slowly took shape in various ways. From the beautiful people who stepped into my life, helped guide and push me into in directions I needed to. Also, the books, the seminars, the channelings from, for example, Gaia, Metatron, Kryon, and coffee readings, yoga, Tai Chi, and so much more. During these 30 plus years, I married an amazing woman and had two magnificent sons. And after 17 years of rewarding relationship, we've decided to complete and end our romantic bond and co-parent our children. This step did not come very easy, and it was part of an intense and rugged path which began in 2007, when the rug was pulled from under my feet. At the time, I owned and operated a successful furniture company which went into a nosedive during the economic crash of 2008. It signaled the beginning of the end to all that I had and worked for. The old had to clear to prepare me for what's coming, the new earth. By the end of 2010, I managed to salvage what I could from my company. I tried to find my way in uncharted waters while a storm was raging. My relationship with Maya was deteriorating, as she was too, going through her own challenging journey. Work and finances reached to a screeching halt. And on top of it all, my body went into a transition involving a severe and debilitating pain in my spine. As a result, I was unable to move for 3 months, debilitated from all aspects except for my internal guidance, my team, my entourage, who were there each second of the way to help me overcome what would become a 13 plus year of, I call it the spiritual boot camp. One day at a time, always was there. One day at a time was becoming an important mantra. I had to keep reminding myself always, one day at a time, and know that you're always safe and be provided better than what you expect. What most people have to endure nowadays during our transition on the planet in late 2020s, in the 20s, I worked through during that period. My work with spirit evolved even quicker and more powerful. Self-healing channeling, coffee cup reading as part of my private sessions with clients. Even invented a few things during that time. A healing product which involved magnets and crystals. A detailed plan to create energy using liquid nitrogen. I gave that to the world for free on November 11, 2019. Also, a technological marvel, the Compassion Gauge Tool, a digital tool that detects the level of compassion with a single click of a button. I know it sounds like magic, but it's real and it works. And you can try it yourself here on Vortex and on gollygoose.com. In March 2019, I received a clear message from my entourage to begin work in building a network to help facilitate healing with the help of healers around the world, so we can reach more people around the world and facilitate healing, right? In 5 months, which was on the 8-8, the Lionsgate in 2019, I officially launched Vortex and her sister site, I Love Healers and Healers One. From that point on, it was all about bringing to the table all that I have learned and experienced to help each and every one of you. As I create the reality under my feet, the moment I step on the ground, I receive the guidance to create the sacred space for the new earth, the golden age, which where we are stepping to. This is where we're heading to, the golden age. The future is beautiful, but not without challenges to overcome. You and I have all it takes to create our own version of heaven on earth. It is our right, it is our duty, and it is what we came here to do. Sending you big love and holding space always, Eddie Ben Abraham.